And we are very happy that Representative Mulder has added this portion into his legislation to help the department and the courts out.
One other question, Mr. Chairman. I noticed there's a fiscal note from the Department of Corrections. Are we going to be incarcerating more individuals in our jails, or are we taking care of them only in the community corrections centers?
Dana, do you want to respond? I can, it's probably more appropriate. Well, we're going to be, and obviously you can't just jump into it overnight. We only have a limited number of CRCs available to begin with that are approved. So you're going to work into that process of sentencing those that are that we can to serve their time in the CRCs. Eventually, it's envisioned that all people convicted of DWIs will serve their time, provided it's appropriate sentence, as deemed appropriate by the judge, will serve their time in the CRCs as opposed to the jails. Hence, it will relieve some of the pressure on the jails at this time. There's tremendous pressure, not only at, you're seeing the courts asking for relief in the sense of day fines, and also this recommendation for day fines for misdemeanors and CRCs for DWIs to take some pressure off of the jails themselves because they're overcrowded.
One other question, Mr. Chairman. Was this part of the Sentencing Commission's recommendations?
Yes, it was. Right. Along with another bill that's in the committee, HB 137, optional medical parole for terminally ill.
Okay.
Anything further? Pleasure of the committee on the bill. Senator Nunn.
I move the bill with individual recommendations.
Any objection? There being no objection, the bill moves to the committee with individual recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members.
HB 236, newspapers. We've already had hearings on this legislation. I think we have two and seven times. Oh, I guess we heard that down in
the Senate version.
So that's what I said. We've had hearings on this bill, this committee, on the Senate version.
Okay.
Now we've got the House version. Where's the Senate version? I'll just roll this over and bring it up in the next one. This House bill's got plenty of time.
I think I generally support the bill.
Well, I think I do too, and I've heard testimony on it in both state affairs and state affairs.
If there are any questions, I'd be happy to try to respond.
While you have a quorum, Wes, why don't you make a quick dive out of here, but don't take more than 5 minutes because these folks want to get out of here, and I sure can't ask them to stay.
My name is Wes Coyner. I'm a lobbyist for the Alaska Journal of Commerce, and basically what the bill does, it addresses Title IX, which addresses only notices of foreclosure. And the current statute says that you have to publish notices of foreclosure. However, it does says in a newspaper of general circulation. However, there is no definition of a newspaper of general circulation. Title companies are reluctant to file these notices of foreclosure in other than the metropolitan dailies. For example, the Nome Nugget in each judicial district, the Nome Nugget, the Daily News, Fairbanks Newsman, and the Juneau Empire. They're reluctant to do that for fear that they might have possible litigation because they didn't advertise in the paper with the largest circulation. This bill opens it up to some of the smaller newspapers in the state, even the weeklies, as long as they publish at least 50 times a week. But it requires that they have to have a second-class mailing permit to ensure that it does get distribution. and certain other criteria. This criteria was taken from what prevails in other states. Virtually every other state in the union and other jurisdictions does have a specificity as far as what a newspaper general circulation is. Alaska is one of the few states that does not. That's all this does. It only affects foreclosure notices and does not affect any other type of public notice.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we move House Bill 236 with individual recommendations.
I'll object just for a moment to discuss it just a little bit. Wes, I have here a copy of the CS that we had worked on here in committee. The original bill had started off as Title I, then we moved it to Title IX so as not to encompass all of these other publication requirements, right?
Correct.
Okay. The other thing was, you've got for at least 2 years, I guess that was deleted, to address the concerns of newspapers starting back up. So now we don't have any 2-year requirements.
That's correct.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to remove my motion, withdraw my motion. I was just looking at another piece. I really do need other time to read this other information contained in the packet. Shouldn't have made it so hastily.
Well, that's okay. We kind of got sprung on here right at the end, and we didn't have time to properly address it. It's my intent, Wes, we'll bring this up at the very next meeting. I'll put it at the top of the calendar. Thank you for his patience.
You're
back. No problem. I'd like to inform Mr. Jim Forbes of the Attorney General's Office in Anchorage that we won't be hearing 113 today. We will be hearing it. Let's see, what's today's Thursday?
Yeah.
We will be hearing it tomorrow on Friday.
Thursday.
Thank you very much. Sorry to keep you so long. I thought we might get to it.
That's okay, Mr. Chairman. I'm just sitting here doing everything.
Okay, good. With that, the meeting is adjourned.